systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Friday, May 13th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And with us also, Chad in the fucking house. What's up, my man?
Oh, shit.
Hey, everyone, happy Friday the 13th.
That's right.
Just saying.
Jason Voorhees and all of you dumb, ditzy, bikini-wearing girls going out to cabins this weekend, be careful. Happy Friday the 13th.
By the lake.
Where the hell did that fucking thing come from?
Friday the 13th. Jason, you know the whole story, right? Like,
no, but it was something before it was a movie, right?
It
was wasn't
books.
The movie, and then everyone was like, "Oh my god, the most unlucky!" Like,
it was a book, but not.
But before
close
that,
to that story. Yeah, before that,
interesting.
It was a book.
Join us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. TheJamHole.com/live. You can watch this in action.
Oh, wait a minute.
And give us a call, 406-204-4687. Yes.
It's my mom and dad's anniversary for their first date. Because they went out on Friday the 13th to see Friday the 13th, the first showing, like when it first came out. And then they were married on 9/11. So that's just...
So that's when you were conceived then.
There's more than one Friday the 13th.
No. They
wait, it depends
it
which month.
May?
No, the first Friday the 13th movie...
Oh.
And it came out, I think theirs was February, Friday the 13th, but whatever.
Well, Wiki says it occurs the 13th day of a month falls on a Friday, which superstition holds to be a day of bad luck. Any bad luck today? Anyone have to pull out the AK?
No? I had to dice tomatoes to sell because I got
busy. Did you cut fingers off because of the bad luck?
I burn myself, but I do that every time I work.
Okay, so... Interesting. Just some more superstition, like going to heaven when you die and all that.
Not too bad.
This day, according to the Gregorian calendar.
And it was a nice day.
I know. That's what I'm saying. No AK pulling. It was a good day, man.
No weird, crazy, out of the blue storm shit.
Dumb superstition.
Yeah, I got free food today.
No shit.
What's
did you have
that?
To pull out?
Charlie Wong hooked it up.
Did you need the AK for that?
No, I didn't.
Just gave it.
But yes.
So the Friday 13th occurs at least once, but at most three times in a year. Any month's 13th day will fall on a Friday if the month starts on a Sunday. Interesting.
Really?
Wow. So if you start your month off on Sunday, there you go.
Huh. I'm going to have to look at that.
The fear of Friday the 13th is called Frigga Triskat. You're an idiot phobia. Frigga being the name of the Norse goddess for whom Friday is named, and you're an idiot meaning... You're scared of a number.
Now, why didn't they make some weird movie, like, based around leap year or some crap? Because then...
Like, every leap year, this guy comes back from the dead and fucking
and,
kills,
like, kills
people.
People at, you know, his childhood camp and stuff. Yeah, why wasn't there that?
It comes back, according to folklorists, there's no written evidence for a Friday the 13th superstition before the 19th century, so...
When did that movie first come out? Because I want to know that now.
81, maybe? Friday the 13th. When did that come out? Anyone?
Because that was my mom and dad's first date when that original movie came out.
And the earliest known documented reference in English occurs in Henry Sutherland Edwards' 1869 biography of Gioacchino Rossini. So.
You know the whole story behind the Jason Voorhees thing, right? It's
pretty Voorhees, cool. Yes.
Voorhees, whatever the hell. I love that story. It's pretty cool.
Well, maybe one unlucky thing is you know what Facebook is? Everyone on
I'm
Facebook.
Pretty sure, except for this guy.
Chad, why?
Never.
Peer pressure.
Does he even have a computer?
Is that why?
Nope. I had a computer. I got access to a computer, but I just refused to put my face on Facebook.
Now, is that from a privacy fear, or is it just because you don't have time, or you don't want to get sucked into it? And
Let's make him a page, whether he likes it or not.
Fuck that. I've seen what it does to you guys, and I do not want nothing to do with
it. Whoa, you're acting like Facebook is World of Warcraft, and we're, like, sucking dick for subscription points or something. Like, this is...
Not even.
Facebook has turned everyone into a marketable brand, basically. And everyone has an ego, so
we
they're
use
like...
it differently, though.
You need to see what I'm doing, and you need to care about what I have to say. That's... Which is interesting. And then Twitter was like, well, no one has anything that great to say, so we'll limit it. 140 characters. Can't say it in that. You can't say it at all.
I just kind of like the fact that like people that have taken pictures at parties that I would normally not be able to get from them,
they'll
post them on Facebook and then tag me in it, and then they're in my album, and I can get them later if I feel like it. So
there's
that way there's
plus
there.
Sides to everything, but then there's stories about people putting pictures up or doing location stuff, and they call in sick, and then their boss is like, why were you at the game?
You know? You don't do that, you know? You got to use your fucking brains when it comes to it.
But no one does that. They're sitting there playing Farmville
and
all these...
I don't put my personal fucking phone number on there. I don't put my address on there. I don't put location crap on there, you know? Like, you just don't...
I went into
you don't
this.
Don't get that personal.
I went into this one place on Thursday, and there were two girls in there. It was a hair place. They sell stuff for barbers and whatever.
Okay, there's only like two places here that do that.
Sure.
So there you go.
Anyway, two girls
Good
in
job.
There, both on computers, both typing on Facebook. And like when I walked in, it was quiet.
Any office.
But it was weird because they were both right next to each other, and all I heard was like dueling keyboards. Like,
were they
both
chatting
of them,
to
I don't
each
know,
other?
I wanted
Facebook
to be
chat?
Like, you know, you're standing right next to her. No, but it was like so loud, and just the key typing sound with both of them in stereo.
Now you know how
like,
I
whoa.
Feel sitting behind you when you're doing show notes.
Could you imagine two of me doing that? Just like keyboard smoking.
No. Every time you do that, I remember back to an episode where we talked about somebody smashing their computer going, smash.
I love that Facebook, out of all the sites, it has the most users out of any site that people use every day. People that write worms and malware, they go to the platform that has the most users. Mm-hmm. You don't see very many Apple viruses. You're starting to now. But because the market share is in Windows. Like Windows, there's office buildings full of like hundreds and hundreds of unpatched fucking Windows machines. So that's what they write it for.
I mean, like, how many times a month do we see some weird, stupid, what do you call it?
Story?
No, spam virus thing on Facebook where like somebody
it spreads
else
like crazy.
Something. You know, somebody got hacked and now, you know, it's posting stupid shit to get their friends to click on it.
But that's because Facebook now has the numbers to where it's a viable attack vector for people to,
you just
got to
be not dumb.
So speaking of that, and this is what I posted earlier today on facebook.com/thejamhole. This is not users being dumb. And now granted, if you didn't use apps at all, this doesn't affect you, but everyone uses apps, even if you don't play games. Like the thing we use to post Twitter to Facebook, there's an app. So basically, apps when apps log in, they use this OAuth token, and basically it gives you it gives you the password in a hash, which is not, you can't read the password, but it's in there if you ran it against a code or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it puts that in the address of the wherever they're going so that it knows, oh, this is you. Okay. That's why you don't have to log in every page you go to.
It's like your nice little handshake.
There's kind of a bug in that has came to light, and I'm really blown away. I listened to this on Security Now, and they said it too, that like this should be front page news, and it's not, and it's kind of crazy because it affected a lot of fucking people. So basically, you have all these third-party apps, right?
Uh-huh.
And they have your information. You say, yes, you can post to my wall, I'll do whatever, right?
Okay.
So you also have ads. You have the third-party ads that want the information to target the ads at you.
Okay.
So this token got leaked to all the apps, which in turn leaked it because they pass it on, that login info, to the third-party advertisers.
Okay.
So what that means is everyone that uses apps, this is so mind-blowing, everyone on Facebook that uses apps has somewhere in the world sitting on some computer that was used by some third-party ad their token that allows you to be them, basically. If I took your token and put it in my bar, I would log in as you. That got leaked for over 100,000 apps, which the number Symantec is throwing out as of April 2011 is 20 million apps installed every day, which amounts to a massive number of tokens floating around.
Shit.
The fix they did, Facebook came out with a fix. It only prevented new tokens from being leaked. Existing tokens are still usable and could allow third parties to access profile data, chat history, pictures, some even to post messages.
See, now I
And these, there's no expiration on them. They live forever. So if someone 5 years from now finds a computer that had log files of one of these things, boom, there it is.
So I don't really use apps.
Doesn't matter.
Much.
They're installed.
So I don't know. I wonder. I'm going to change my password and everything anyway, but, you know, just how minimal shit that I use, really.
Well, right, and that's what people are saying. They're like, what are the chances that out of the 700, 800 million people...
I don't play Farmville, and I don't have any apps for Facebook.
You don't have to. I guarantee you have at least one app.
No, I don't have any apps for Facebook.
None whatsoever.
No, I'll look right now just to make sure.
But yeah, it's very... You know, the chances are slim that anyone will hack your shit, but just know that if you use apps, your password and login credentials are sitting there somewhere.
That's why I don't have Facebook.
Right? I mean, there's good and there's bad, and what I find really interesting about the whole thing is that Facebook kind of... took the business model of advertisers paying big bucks for lists of people, you know, and their information. Now we're putting it out there for free and being like, yeah, look at me. I'm awesome. I'm my own brand and all that. And these advertisers are like, thank you. He likes that. He's this old and he's a dude. Thank you.
Yep. No apps. No ad
Nothing,
shit
huh?
Nope.
Huh. I'm proud of you. I'm fucking
proud
of you.
I don't do that. I deny every...
How does your Twitter post to request. Facebook, then? That's an app.
Well, on my phone, but not for... Not
you don't,
on Facebook, specifically. That's what I'm
well,
saying.
Well, look at you.
So.
And so now, knowing this massive security risk, what makes me laugh even more is all of these high-profile businesses, even here, lawyer offices, places that, you know, are not super rich, but they have a lot of money, and more importantly, they have a lot of confidential information. And on their computers that also have access to this private shit, the girls are playing like Farmville and Facebook and all this other shit that it takes one click to own that whole system.
Yep, yep.
And there goes your whole business.
That's why at like Teletech and stuff, all those social networking sites are locked out.
Right, except that you can like, proxy around them, no problem.
Well,
but
there's,
anyway.
There's like, you know, what do you call it, a break computer room or whatever. When you're on your break, you can go in there and log into crap.
Right.
But certain stuff is still blocked out too. Like after I was working there for a little bit, the jam hole wasn't blocked, but then after like a couple weeks of me going in there and logging into it, it did get blocked.
That'll happen. Yeah. So what are you going to do, Chad, when pretty soon no one hangs out in real life? It's all virtual. Will you get a Facebook then?
Never.
Never?
No.
I think he...
I never will.
He'll succumb.
Huh.
No way. There's...
You've never been
way
tempted...
more other stuff to do than... sit and look at a Facebook page.
And there is a picture of him on Facebook already. So boom, suck it.
Wow.
How?
From you taking pictures of pulling my vehicle out.
Oh, it's the back
the
of
picture.
You. Because you were blocking her license plate number. So I was like, nice.
Shit.
But
it's cool,
yeah,
dude.
So,
but no, it's
I did
kinda...
have a, what was the other one? It was before Facebook.
MySpace.
I had a MySpace, yeah.
And oh, shit.
There's one picture of me in Glacier Park sitting on my skis.
We'll get more of you and end up putting
so
you in.
So you've
there on
never
accident.
Been tempted to see what your exes have been up to, any of them, all of them.
That's so useful.
I know, it
no,
is.
I still keep in touch with ones that...
You talk
I
on the phone.
To, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Well, the
that.
Ones that you don't want to talk
wanna...
to, guess what? You can go to their Facebook, see what they're doing, and not even have to fucking
I just wanna
let them know that you're looking into their life.
I want to silently stalk them. I want that reassuring pat on the back that I'm doing better than they are.
Yeah, that's nice. It
oh,
nice.
Hey, how's that 50 pounds you're
Ow,
putting
cat.
On?
Oh, yeah.
Fucker.
Hey, you leave the cat
I didn't
alone.
Touch him. I put my hand down and he fucking attacked me.
Fucking cat.
Get away
fucking
from me.
Cat.
Get away from me.
Oh, so I, the other night,
yeah,
I know this is possible now. I did not prior to.
Ouch.
I was,
Kitty!
Just don't pet her.
I'm
and
put your hands in
I'm
your lap.
And it's like,
yeah, She's crazy.
Put your hands so, inside.
Now. Just anyway, I
killed the fucker.
I actually jerked off so hard, I pulled a muscle in my neck. And
no, you fell asleep on the couch.
No, but
neck.
Before that, I felt it when I was.
Did you feel like
it was,
pop?
It was like the fourth time I jerked off, and I was like, "Fuck, just get it." Done. I almost ripped my dick off. One, two.
Like
I definitely
a blood
pulled
vessel.
My fucking yeah.
Damn.
So you can, you may want to stretch before you go to do that.
Like, you know,
especially
six times
if it's
in
like
an hour.
The fifth time in a day and you're right. Just like begging for mercy, like just spit it out. Ugh. Terrible.
Yeah.
So change Facebook passwords. Okay.
Okay.
Real quick, we'll finish this up. The fix only prevent the new tokens from being leaked. Of course, they're all sitting out there. The older ones that have your login. The company's blog post equates changing your password to changing the lock on a door. Yes, copies of your original key may have wound up in the hands of some people you'd rather didn't have access, but their keys won't fit your new lock. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
If you've installed any Facebook apps over the past year and haven't changed your password since who knows when, there's no time like the present. So, don't get pwned. And I see this all the time. I'm friends with over 600 people somehow on Facebook between the show and in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And at least every couple of days, I'll see someone post something that's clearly fucking not good and malware and shit.
Right.
And I'm like, your account got hacked. I fucking have a form letter now. I'm just like, your account got hacked. We can't be friends anymore because you're a fucking idiot. Send.
Until you fix this that,
right.
Completely.
No, and now not even. Just because you got bit by that. Sorry, send. That's it. Cleaning up fucking friends list.
Well, yeah, so. Yeah, that's all you got to do is you just wait until they get hacked. And
oh, and I want to mention this before we have Chad indulge us with his side of you getting your shit stuck for 2 days. This blew this lady's mind. It's some lady that works in a bank.
Okay.
She was talking to some customer and she says, partly cloudy or mostly sunny. Mine just fucking blows. If it's partly cloudy, isn't it mostly sunny? Like, head just exploded. She thought that was so clever. She's like,
what the hell?
I should have been a meteorologist. Yes,
oh
honey.
Oh, my God.
It's always something. That's how they're right,
wow.
Dummy. I can say it's going to be partly sunny or partly cloudy. Either way, I'm right. Duh.
Right. Duh.
All right. So I just want to mention that. Chad, you went up there. We talked about the story of how it happened. I talked to you. You had the winch. I thought you were just going to go up there and drop it off. You ended up actually going up there
yeah.
and getting stuck. Describe for people that may have never been on this road. I've described it, but I think you would do it more justice. The road to nowhere.
You want
to
call that a road or a
what would
skid
you,
trail? Or
is it a logging trail?
It's basically a skid trail rutted out. Road.
Would you like me to tell you the name of the road?
Well, check this out. You
go
know when,
away lane.
Yeah.
You know when they filmed A River Runs Through It here? They were
yeah.
talking about your road because there's literally a fucking river starting to form in the middle of it.
No, there actually is a river down at the bottom. A stream
right.
thing, whatever.
So you get up this road and it's like, what, almost midnight? I'm still mm-hmm. tired as fuck from the night before, so that's why I didn't go. I let him be the boyfriend. And you get up there, and what do you first see? Just
well, first he kept stopping because he thought I went to like he
she told
me
to follow her close, and she was gonna take it easy. Well, taking it easy to her is 35 miles an hour up.
No, I just
nice.
Know how to drive on that.
Nice.
And I got one headlight, so I'm didn't want to blind her with my brights on.
I figured him having a truck would be able to fucking maneuver it behind me as fast as I was.
She's swerving all over this road, and I thought she turned. Well, it's just
and
that
so,
bumpy, and the taillights looked like they were turning. Well, they were just going over bumps.
So, and you rolled up into your neighbor's yard, almost got stuck there.
I did.
Tore up a little of their yard.
I'm standing out there on
so
the road
awesome.
Outside of my car smoking a cigarette waiting. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
And I'm sitting there texting like, where the fuck did you go?
With no fucking service.
And I can
at
see
all.
Him. I'm like,
she's like,
keep coming
over
up.
The hill.
You basically just go up until
yeah.
the house.
Yeah.
Until
it's the
amazing.
End of the road. Is the
so
house.
What was the scene when you got up
when
there?
I
was she
there.
Still frantically digging like a crackhead?
No, I wasn't
yeah.
digging.
No,
I'll dig it
not
out.
Digging yet. She offered me a beer. I drank a beer.
Nice.
Smoked a cigarette. And then we got muddy.
Got in my
nice.
Jumpsuit. Got my boots on.
A little mud wrestling?
Yeah. No.
With my car,
it
sure.
It was.
What did the mud smell like?
Mud smelled like shit.
Like literal feces?
Feces. Hmm. It was the septic tank, I'd say, is full. And it's seeping in to the ground, in which Dana was stuck in.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, and you had the same question I did. How the fuck did you get stuck in that big giant hole?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my brother got home and parked behind me, so I couldn't back up. So I went to just pull forward
instead
and flip the bitch.
Instead of asking him to kindly move. And
simply would have took 2 minutes.
No, it happens.
You know, whatever. I was just not trying to bother anybody. And I didn't look that horribly bad until I got into it. And
it's like me at work trying to get my car
standing
out and
water
bumping shit.
No,
on
there
top
wasn't
of grass and mud, it didn't look too bad. I don't know.
No, it really didn't. Like, it looked a little muddy, but it didn't look like anything that was like 3 feet deep. Yeah. It didn't look like that.
So you're rolling up there thinking, no problem, I'll hook up the winch, we'll be out back before midnight.
Well, at least
right.
would have got
I
my
thought,
truck out.
I thought we were on, I didn't have no clue it was in the driveway. I thought we were on a road, so a tree or two might have been close by. No, there was a house and a barn
that I
had for anchor points, and there were two trucks stuck, not just one.
By the time it was all said and done, how late were you guys up, actually? Like,
about 4.
Really? And then you just, what, gave up?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
The winch broke. We freaking, it was just a shit show.
Yeah.
A shit.
It totally was.
Oh my god.
Hey, we probably would have at least got the big truck out with the winch if it hadn't broke.
Yeah,
that totally reminds me when you're
definitely was coming out.
Yeah.
We've been falfing the last couple days, first two games of the season. It reminds me when you throw your disc and you get stuck in the tree, and then you go to throw a disc at it and they both get stuck.
Right.
And then you're like, huh. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happened.
We're up a creek without a paddle.
Pretty
literally
much.
Shit creek. Fuck yeah.
Pretty much.
And so, and then the next day you have to be to work. I'm at work and I'm like,
fuck.
where's Chad? Interesting. I'm like, he didn't go up there last night, because that was the last I heard of you guys. And I call and I finally get a hold of Danny and I'm like, so is Chad up there? Yeah, he's stuck too, but he's almost out. Three trucks more stuck in shitty fucking mud.
You know,
I don't have tires.
I didn't even notice the smell, actually.
Horrible.
I totally felt like an asshole that you're late for work because you went up there to go pretend to be a boyfriend and get her shit unstuck. Even though I try to make people understand. They're like, Matt, you're the man. You should have been up there. I'm like, dude, have you met her? She knows more about the tow truck than I do because she used to drive tow trucks. Like, this is, to get it stuck in the first place is beyond me. But then to get multiple vehicles stuck, but like, no, it's cool. I used to drive a tow truck. All this out in a jiff.
And well, you never said that.
We had the tow truck guy up there, and you're all like, hey, I'll help do this. And he's like, you've done enough. Go sit the fuck down. I'll do this. You get my tow truck stuck, too. Shit.
Yeah, I wasn't ordering the tow truck driver around.
So how'd you get your shit out, Chad?
Me?
Yeah.
Mine freaking wasn't in the water and mud. You saw the hole I was in.
Yeah.
I just had to make a straight.
You chose a good hole to get stuck in.
Yeah, it
shallow.
Was digging.
So then, of course, we come down, or you guys come down the next day. We go up with the AAA car. Chad is driving me, of course, because Subaru, not going anywhere near that road. I know better. I know it will get
I've
stuck,
made it up there
and I
with
will
smaller
fucking
cars than that.
Leave it. I don't care.
Well, the road wasn't nearly as bad as it is now, but I've made it up there with cars.
Honestly, like we said before, did not think the tow truck was going to make it up there. That was a
I hear they got stuck on the way down, though.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
He
big
buried
hole.
It.
That's, I don't know. Wow. With an automatic winch like that, I don't think he'd have a problem winching his own ass out. So,
But yeah, Chad, thank you. Dana, nice job.
No problem.
Now, what did you...
I hope my jeans aren't ruined.
She was driving while you were, like, pushing and pulling, or what?
Good.
All of the above.
I should never let her get back in the truck once I got the truck unstuck first.
You think you might have had the other one out if you would have been driving?
Maybe.
What was she doing
improperly? I was so sleep-deprived and pissed off.
Just
she's
romping
like,
on
it. give me it. I'll take
plus
it.
Plus, you got to think the fucking turn radius on that thing sucks. So it was really hard to like pivot your way out.
Like,
anyway.
You know, if
you proceeded to get closer to the house than away from
that
the
was
house.
Pretty great.
I really didn't care at that point.
I know. I'm glad I stopped you before you drove into the hole next to your house.
Oh man, that would have been a mess. Back tire in the fucking basement.
Front tire in the basement.
Yeah, sinking in as the whole house just implodes upon itself.
Well.
It was all right. I figured she was up there longer than me doing it. She wanted the glory of getting it out. So,
I was just pissed.
It seems like she was thinking, like, if I just rev it as fast as it goes, eventually get down to solid earth, and then I will climb out of this hole I dug myself.
No. Because at that point, you get mud all the way up to the frame, then you have no fucking weight on your tires, and you're just spinning in a hole. So, yeah, even if... No. Maybe with the black truck, but not my car.
If we would have had AAA up there without having done any digging or any of that, do you think you still would have got them out?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I just need that on record.
No. Well, it was me that got them out, and I
did no digging, and I got it out. So high five me.
Yeah. Well, I tried really hard to not have to have you up there. That was the whole point.
But honestly, like, you should have seen and assessed the situation and been like, there is no fucking way. I will dig to China before this fucking truck gets unstuck.
I was just kind of hoping if I jacked it up and got, you know, boards under it, got it off the frame and, you know, got it
sleep deprived and just aggravated
as fuck.
No, even
the next day, like, that's what I started to do is dig it out, jack it up, put boards under it and, you know, put chains on it. Just trying to give it some kind of
frustrating experience.
If I could have got it off the frame and on some kind of solid, you know, grip,
buried,
it would have been
buried
all right.
Up to the axles, Chad?
Yes.
Yes.
And for the record, I got my route done.
Yes.
Ah.
And I
and it was in Lakeside.
And I didn't get yelled at, so word to that.
That was awesome.
Well, that's cool. And if maybe we'll give people a tour, can we do a Dana Truck Stuck reenactment for the party when everyone's here?
No.
Oh, yeah.
We'll bring everyone. Oh, thank you. Ed Bland says, great job, Matt. Hey. You're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
What do you want me to do? Go up there once a
get
week
it
and
stuck.
Like get it all wet?
No, when everyone's up here for the live
show
in August.
Well, I gotta keep that muddy then.
Yeah, well, we're gonna need. I think the septic will handle that on its own.
No,
I really do think it's just pumping.
The septic's leaking because
the
place
ground
is flooded.
So saturated.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's terrible.
That's why, not because the septic.
Would you guys enjoy that? Come up to Montana. We'll go up there, and you can do a two-day, one-night dig-out Dana's truck experience. It'll be like Universal Studios.
Hey, you know what? Maybe with all those people, though, digging it out, I won't need a tow truck, and I probably won't have to dig.
That's good, because we don't have free tows left.
They can just dig one big path to drive out, and they're just done. Whatever.
Awesome. You used up the free tows?
A couple of them. I may have one left.
Uh-oh.
So, that's all right, though, because I don't know. I'll need that one for when my car breaks down, which is going to happen soon, so... TheJamhole.com/donate. Buy me a new car.
Seems
how
to
about
break
that?
Down once a year.
No. It's old.
Yeah.
It's old. It's like, you know, great-grandparents going in for their thing every 6 months or whatever. Gotta get the hip checked. Never know.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're having our third annual live audience party here, August 13th. That whole week we're going to be partying. Chad, tell us the beautiful amenities that people can expect to find when they come stay here with us. You have a home?
Oh, I've got a beautiful home located
beautiful
downtown,
3-bedroom, 2-bedroom bath.
Kalispell, Montana.
Walking distance from the bars?
Yes.
Awesome.
You have to park in the alley.
No worries.
BYOB.
Sure. BYO whatever you're into. Okay.
Yes.
We have... this is going to be great. Whitewater rafting, going to do a little rustic camping, and then
and
Saturday...
And barbecue,
longboarding, fall.
And he has a boat, so we can actually go fishing out on the lake.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So thejamhole.com/forums in the meetup section there, or facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. There's an events section there with everything. You can see the dates and what's going on and RSVP. All of the out-of-towners coming in, flying from out of state, we got you covered for room. So bring money for food and whatever else you want to do, and it's going to be fun. Before that, in July, we'll be in Milwaukee doing a multi-podcast party meetup also. We'll be in Chicago for one night, and then Milwaukee the rest.
Milwaukee.
That's July 21st through 25th, with the live show being Saturday. It's going to be a good time, so check that out, thejamhole.com/forums, and, like I said, the Facebook. Also, we're almost 7 episodes away now from episode 500.
Oh, my God.
If we can get 500 likes on our Facebook page by then, that would be great. Share and share, share a like. Facebook.com/TheJamHolePodcast. Pass it to your friends. We appreciate it. So, dude, what is one thing every computer in the world has in common? I mean, there's many, but what is one thing that us as users put on the computers?
Porn.
Absolutely. Okay. Guess who is no different?
Who?
Obama.
Not Obama. Osama.
Why not
so,
Obama?
You know, we the Navy SEALs, the United States as a whole, murdered Osama, and they jacked a bunch of hard drives and computers, apparently. This, which blows my mind, right? Because I'm curious what kind of porn. It's probably just like pictures of like normal girls, maybe in a bathing suit, and they're like, "Oh,
probably."
Like,
oh my god, I can see her skin
pulling their necks.
It's probably child pornography.
Whoa. Red flag.
Didn't they find that?
I don't know if it was child. I just saw porn. I thought that was interesting. That even Bin Laden, even running from us, hiding. Plotting bomb things has time to look at porn.
I hope
that's amazing.
That the terrorist of the decade has better taste in porn than
pornography. Will they release those pictures?
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't know.
The enormous cache of computer files taken from Osama bin Laden's compound contained a considerable quantity of pornographic videos. American officials said, adding discordant note to the public image of the Islamist militant who long denounced the West for its lax sexual mores, which
goes totally hypocritical.
This goes back to my previous theory that every politician that is firmly against something, they're secretly doing it in their closet.
Of course.
Oh, we're going to have a new child porn bill that says I can fuck all the kids I want because I'm gay. Bah. Like, they get caught. And it seems, it's so funny, the timing. It always seems like right after they make a speech or right after they sponsor a bill, they get busted doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So Osama's in there, like, damning us for all of our porn. Meanwhile, he's downloading it onto his fucking computer. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
See, he's just a man, just like you and me. The official speaking on condition of anonymity about classified material would not say whether there was evidence that bin Laden or the other men living in the house had acquired or viewed the material. It was just on there.
Yeah, they viewed it.
I'm just saving that for later.
They put it on his lavish fucking movie theater room, big screen, and sat there.
They're like, hey,
I know
we have maps of our next campaign, but dude, check this out.
Right.
For real, dude. Sarah Palin. Just get nailed. It's called Nail and Palin. Check it out.
God, dude.
Yeah.
The discovery of the porn first reported by Reuters may not be surprising. In a collection of 5 computers, 10 hard drives, and dozens of thumb drives, and CDs whose age and past ownership is not known. But the disclosure could fuel accusations of hypocrisy against the founder of Al-Qaeda, who was 54 and lived with 3 wives at the time of his death, and will be welcomed by his counterterrorism officials because it could tarnish his legacy and erode the appeal of his brand of religious extremism. Now, what does that say? Even with 3 wives, he was still needing porn. Women, step your game up. That's what that says. He had 3
that,
of you.
Well, it was probably American porn.
Dana,
okay.
If 3 of
what
you can't satisfy,
he had
come on.
Way too much Viagra or Cialis.
Ah.
I'm just going to say that it was probably all American porn, and his wives are, probably only wearing the little,
the sensor
shrouds.
Strip.
Right, yeah. Right. They're just wearing that, and he wants to see them walking around in bikinis. And
but that is a good point.
You can't
like,
tell him to do that because that's against the religion thing, and he'll look like an idiot.
But
so,
you
yeah.
can watch it. And right. It was probably for the guy that like worked there by himself at night, last watch, just so bored and horny. Just,
It probably wasn't even his, right?
Yeah, right. They had one courier come in just with porn.
Have they ever
and that's
shown-
how they caught him.
Have they shown any pictures of his wives?
I don't believe so. I don't know, though.
I wonder.
Yeah, here's a picture right now.
Every time anyone searches for something, they find a picture, it's malware, and their computer gets infected.
Yeah.
In an O2 letter
Is that
to
what
the...
happened to this one?
Probably. My poor netbook. In an O2 letter to the American people, bin Laden denounced American culture for its exploitation of women's bodies in dress, advertising, and popular culture. Which is so, like the things you pick and choose to be firm about, to have a firm stance and opinion on, you know, like the weirdest, you just, you're like the number one most.
They probably go in thinking that it's a good idea to be against this thing, and they probably truly do feel like it's the right thing to stand for or whatever, but right. then they're like,
it's all
I
about
wonder.
Image, though. It's but not then, what I they, feel is right. It's no, what no, I feel no. you'll look at me and think is right.
No, no. What I'm saying is, you know, they might not have ever liked that particular thing before they started publicly being against it. And then once they do, and it's always in their face,
they start looking at it and they're like, wow, yeah. this is actually not yeah. too bad.
They're probably like, well, hey, you know, little... I should probably, you know, check it out before I yeah. make all these obligations. Oh, well.
They're like, hey there, little guy. I haven't seen yeah. you stand at attention
That's
in a while.
Cool.
All right.
Don't knock until you try it. Justin well, shit, Fan, now I've got this image to uphold.
Justin Fan Dark Green says, but blowing people up is cool. Yeah, that, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you pick weird things to be like, right. no, I'm against that. I'm against rape, but, you know, I'll do this all day. It's weird.
I don't know.
But,
well, yeah. he's dead now, so he's
to
got
be a fly on the
however
wall
however many virgins.
When they're going, I know, right? Except that we ran out of virgins, so sorry, dude.
Why can't you just have, like, 10... whores.
I hear because France like, has a great... I know, I don't want...
You don't,
I don't want
to teach
virgins.
A bunch of virgins.
I don't want to spend eternity teaching my 37 virgins how to give head and fuck the right way. I'm sorry, I don't... No.
Just take one of them, train them real well, and send them back to the
yeah,
flock.
Yeah, here, you're going to be my teacher.
Right.
And now you will teach the rest of the flock. You'll be
you
like,
just line
Jesus.
Them up all in a row and pop all the cherries at once and be like, let's get that
Boom.
Out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo, now that now, that's done with.
All right.
On
I'm
to more
show you
pressing
video
matters.
And come see me when that's over.
All right. Now, just keep in mind, it's two girls, but in the cup, it's not really poop.
Oh, okay,
so it's going to look like poop. It's a test. Just go with it. A team of intelligence analysts under the CIA's direction has been working to review the material seized from bin Laden's house in Abbottabad. Officials have said the material shows that bin Laden was making notes about new ways to attack the U.S. and sending instructions by courier to subordinates and Qaeda affiliates. Really? Is that really what he was doing?
No.
Making, like, how else can I attack the U.S.? Well, we can't do it at the airports anymore. Like,
well, you know what? I need to study their pornographic videos. Send me those, and I'll find a way
that's
to infiltrate
like Ted Kaczynski
them.
Studying the anarchist cookbook. Like,
right.
you don't... You already know. Just do it. So, all right. Well, that's pretty awesome that, of course, porn was found on it.
That is pretty awesome, because, yeah.
All right. Are you ready for some testicle news?
Sure. Mm.
Some testicle news here. This is out of the UK, of course. An old man was taken to the hospital after he caught his...
Testicle?
Testicles in a shower seat last week. A
what?
Shower seat.
Oh.
I'm Ooh. Picturing just like our toilet. Like, your balls are just so old and saggy that, like... You went to go pee, but your sack, like, swung in, and then the toilet seat fell and just cracked your nuts. Just literally busted nuts all over.
God.
Fire crews were called out to the man's house to help cut him free after he got stuck to the seat, which elderly people often use so they can sit down while taking a shower. You bunch of late... Just, you can't stand up for 5 minutes.
Some of them, they're old.
No, I know.
Old,
I'm just
old.
Kidding. It just sounds funny to me that, like, oh, I have to take a shower. I'm so tired. I can't even. I have to sit
dude,
down.
Hey, dude, how many times?
I have
sit
to
down
sit
in
down.
The tub. Fuck
and,
off.
And,
I sit down in the tub, but not for.
I'll sit
I'm
down
tired,
if I'm going
to
jerk off in there,
chill.
Which I haven't done in a long ass time. Hmm. You can't jerk off in showers when the water's constantly going from
really,
really fucking cold to really. Like, that. Something about maintaining an erection when the water is 10 degrees. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's not good. No,
so,
no. I like sitting down in the tub. It's comfy.
When you get old, watch your nuts.
Yeah.
Have you ever really, like, injured your nuts, like, really bad, Chad? Like, got kicked in them or caught
a
baseball to the sack or...
Oh, yeah.
I've only, I think, just, like, jokingly around... And that's so stupid to say. You joked around and kicked me in the nuts, but... That's... And I don't think I
that
ever, like, really...
The stupidest game kids used to play in school was
bag tag. I know.
Fucking retarded.
I had a friend of mine that used to skateboard around the neighborhood and stuff. And Cliff, the friend of mine in Florida, has the nice pool and shit, nice house or whatever back then. And it was emptied, so our friend who skateboards wanted to fucking skate around in it. Well, he went to, like, do something and come up on the ledge, but he fucked
totally
up.
Totally didn't.
And he, you know, one leg on flat one, oh, on the ground, and then one leg straight down. And he, when he got, he started freaking out, you know, and then he finally got up out of the pool. And in his shorts, he was wearing khaki shorts, you could see blood all the way down to his fucking knee. He literally busted a nut.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
That's what's called the wishbone.
He was like, I'm going to just go sit in the tub for a while.
Yeah, I'm just totally going to go vomit my nuts out for a while.
He didn't come out of the bathroom till after I left. So
Justin Fan Peach says sack smackage, and then reminding us about the song. Do your balls hang low? Can you swing them to and throw? Can you throw? What?
What?
Can you tie them in a bow?
Can you tie them in a knot?
Do your balls
very
hang low?
Good.
Do they all right.
Moving on, kind of has to do with testicles, but for the females, we have a Brazilian woman here who has taken her masturbatory necessity, if you will, to court so that she can basically masturbate at work and not get in trouble.
Whoa.
She's 36 years old,
that's
Brazilian.
Hilarious.
Those Brazilians, I'll tell you, sex drives like cheetahs.
Awesome.
She suffers from a chemical imbalance, not so awesome, that triggers severe anxiety and hypersexuality.
You should go get checked for that.
Do I have?
You should go get checked for that.
I'm kind of anxious, and I don't know. I do like fucking. Maybe I'm hypersexual.
I like fucking, too, just not.
You like fucking making art.
No, I like fucking.
Art?
Fucking. She's an accountant by day. She began to have problems at work because the only way to relieve said anxiety is by masturbating. Really? This is the only way. This is, no, I have to smoke pot at work because this is the only way I can drive.
I knew another lady who was like that, but this is going
to
sound really crappy. I used to work at an old folks home.
Of course you did.
And, let's go party at the old folks.
One of the CNAs would always tell me that this one lady would always do that. She would she carried around a roll of toilet paper with her in her wheelchair, so that way she didn't have to actually touch herself when she did it, so her hands didn't get dirty.
When I think about you, I wipe toilet paper all over my hand and then touch myself.
She would get nervous and fucking do that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like an 80-year-old lady in a wheelchair. That's really gross to think about.
She could have a pretty wicked porn career on her hands or in her hands.
Yeah, as soon as that story's out now, I mean, sure she's going to get calls.
So
you can masturbate all the time on the job here.
After winning the court battle and seeking professional medical help, she is allowed to masturbate and watch porn using her work's computer legally.
Wow.
Wow. Like, and it's a chick. It's not even a dude that
that's
I would
pretty
expect
cool.
this from, just so he could be like, hey, check it out. They totally think I'm hyper sex. I don't even know. I told him I jerk off all the time. It helps relieve stress.
I wish,
like,
I wish she was our secretary.
I know, right?
The dude would have been fired for indecent exposure.
Yeah. She says, quote, she wasn't always like this, but she was worse. She says, quote, I got so bad, I would masturbate up to 47 times a day. That's when I asked for help. I knew it wasn't normal. That's when I asked for help because my fucking hand fell asleep. And I was like, hey, help me.
Dude,
right now,
okay.
Your face.
When
here.
I've gone on a serious run like that, I've gotten scared because my heart actually skips beats if I do that too many times in a row.
Wow.
Seriously. It scares
That's
the shit
so
out of
awesome.
Me.
Carlos, her doctor,
multiple O's scare me.
The O face. The doctor prescribes her with a cocktail of tranquilizers. We're not sure how that cocktail doesn't knock her out. But thanks to her doctor's concoction, she only has to masturbate now 18 times a day. Hey, that's all. I've cut it down.
Does she have a boyfriend?
I don't know. Does she want one?
Probably fucking kill him, dude.
Do you think? Like, her boyfriend
just got him
just
strapped
like
down to the bed like 24 hours a day. Like,
oh, man.
Feeding him Viagra.
fucking his brains out.
Yes.
Just like, wow.
She probably doesn't have time for all the fucking, though. She just needs to get off.
Yeah, that's probably... I'm thinking she doesn't, like, lay you down for an hour of sensual lovemaking. This
she's
is
like, do this now. Ha!
Hit this. Take a bat and fucking hit it. Like, do it now.
Oh, man.
Oh, fucks. Ugh. What'd you say, Chad?
I don't remember. I wonder if she gets mad when the dude actually wants to have sex and she doesn't want to, like, that...
She's like, no, just let me sit here and fucking twiddle my...
Honey, why are you...
You're like, bitch!
Okay, she's down.
Yeah, that is a fucking no if
she
ever
was
there
the
was
sink.
One.
That is no.
That is no.
Bad.
No.
Kill it.
Anyway.
So, pretty awesome, though. She took it to court and won. Now you can masturbate and get paid to do it. Just like me.
I wonder
five,
where she
guys.
Works or what kind of shit she does at work.
I don't know. It's some...
Please be Teletech. Please be like a
Please
huge,
be call
stupid
center.
Fucking call center.
Hello? Name and account number. Oh, excuse me. I'm
right?
allowed to... I'm looking at porn and talking to you. And I'm allowed to do that. On the work... How many times do you think IT has to come over to her computer to fix her pop-up problem?
Probably, right?
They're like, look, your doctor prescribed you 3 sites. Those are the ones that you can go to. The rest,
man.
It's no good.
I wonder how many cans of dust off she goes through.
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
I hope she has those, like, hand sanitizer,
just everywhere.
Hand sanitizer shit everywhere.
Her coworkers just never shake hands. Like, hey, do you got a tissue?
Nobody
oh, never
wants to
mind.
Hack her shit.
Never mind.
Nobody ever comes into her little freaking space because it smells like sweaty vagina all day.
Could you imagine what masturbating 47 times a day smells like?
No.
Whew.
I know what Poochie. Sex 8 times a day smells like.
Fucking A, dude. I did once upon a time before I got married.
What?
It's what it feels like.
I'm going to beat you to death.
All right, moving
on.
Fucked. Wichita, Kansas. This is going to be us. When you die. When you die, this is us. 57-year-old man, Wichita. He lived with the body of his dead fiance for several days, praying that she would be brought back to life. Huh. Hey.
Huh.
Hey. Church and state. You know why? Because... people that believe in religion do stupid shit like this, and I don't need you making laws that say, well, when anyone around you, your family, friends, whatever, loved ones, when they die, you have to actually wait 3 days, pray over them, and hope that they come back from the dead. If they don't, then you can bury them. Jesus said, hallelujah. Investigators don't suspect foul play, except for, you know, the fact that he was trying to bring her back to life. But an autopsy on the 54-year-old woman is planned. Calls from neighbors concerned about the woman's welfare. I'm concerned about your welfare. Sent police to the home.
Yeah, no, your welfare check.
I'm concerned that I'm not going to make my rent because you're not cashing your check and giving half
That's
of it to
That's why he
me.
Was waiting. He was waiting. Get
He's
your
like,
check.
One more day. I'll prop her up when the postman comes.
Right.
Hey, yeah. God.
Just wear her face. At
all
the
for like $120 check every month.
Right.
His nation's broke.
God.
He was detained after they smelled a strong odor. The man didn't want to let the officers in. They smelled it, obviously. The man told officers he was praying for divine intervention to bring his fiance back to life. They should have regular intervention just roll in there and be like, sir, listen, this is not working.
You know, I bet you that was just a cover up.
He's having
a
mental eval at the hospital.
I bet you it was a cover-up. The religion thing is a cover-up. And he really was waiting for either a check or prescription shit.
Right. Best cop-out ever, though, right? If I kill
you,
I just say, God told me to.
Right.
Is it? You guys told me to talk to God and be more religious. I do. He tells me the first thing, which was weird, but
hey. Can't you get off on, like, temporary insanity or
whatever?
He
told me to kill her, and I did.
I bet you that shit works. You could get all, or at least you could get, you know, in a padded room where they give you drugs
all
the
really,
time.
Because really, if you think about it, you just had me set my right hand on a Bible and swear that I'm, like, so you believe that that's going to make me tell the truth, but not that the guy who supposedly wrote the book told me to kill my bitch-ass wife.
Right. Because
she was a heathen.
You should totally use that
that's
in court.
Interesting.
That would have
been
good.
I would love to see... Not me, but I would love to see a documentary about someone testing the limits of that in the system.
Hmm.
That would be interesting. Someone do that. Hmm. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
We have a homeless man in Fayetteville, Arkansas, who was found dead after... This is so crazy. So he's homeless, right?
Okay.
a woman discovers him in her apartment, which in a house that had been broken up into several apartments. He went in there to use the bathroom, apparently. She found him and screamed. She said he ran out of the room, pants around his ankles, tripped, fell down the stairs, and died. Her murder.
Wow.
Done. Murder. You killed him. Even though he was just in your house taking a leak. Like, what? You killed him.
Wow.
Maybe he was pregnant and she didn't want to keep the baby, so she kicked him down the stairs.
You know, I used to kind of live in a place like that, a house that was cut up into different small apartments or whatever, and like other people lived in there, and people I didn't know would walk in and out. You know, no, not
like
this. No, it was like it was a house. It was kind of like a duplex, but with like 8 rooms. Okay, and it was sectioned off all over the place for different living areas and stuff. But you know, the living room on each side of the duplex was shared by the people occupying that side of the house. Well, people I didn't know would come in and out all the time, so I could see how that would happen if I had stairs, but this was in Florida and we don't have stairs.
This is awesome, too. A downstairs neighbor met him at a liquor store and invited him back to the house to stay the night so he didn't have to sleep outside. Ask grass or gas, somehow you're going to pay. The neighbor got drunk, went to bed. He gave Standridge, the homeless guy, a blanket and pillow and said he could sleep on the couch. The neighbor thinks that Standridge was intoxicated, got confused about which apartment was which, and mistakenly entered her apartment. He said Standridge was a nice guy for a homeless and thought he had met a new friend. Maybe he was. He's like, you can stay here all you want. Just blow me.
Shit.
So... All right, well, down the stairs you go. All right, this one has a visual. I'm having a hard time with words today.
Are you okay?
Which is weird for a rapper.
Vigilante?
Look at this.
Oh, it's a
this is a motorist. It's an X-ray. This guy, is his name's Andrew Lynn.
Whoa.
He fell asleep at the wheel during a Thanksgiving visit to Vegas last year, drove into a yard, and threw a chain link fence, forcing a pole through the windshield of his car. And him, apparently. Emergency responders said
yell for help?
He was conscious when they arrived and was even trying to use his cell phone to call for help.
Oh my God.
Which was surprising considering he had a pole through his fucking head.
That's amazing.
That's right. The pole had entered his face in the face.
He would have been like, aha.
And was coming out through the back of his head. Quote, it was amazing to see someone with a pipe through his face like that who is alive. The doctor, quote, that's so freaking awesome!
Right?
Let me run tests.
That guy to me, drop all my other patients, clear my schedule.
How is he alive? Well, sir, it appears his brain is in his anus. So actually, the pole just went right through.
That should have snapped his fucking, you know.
Yeah, it should have done a lot of things.
His brain stem, his fucking spinal cord, like, really? Like.
Once the pipe was removed, he was left with scars, missing teeth, and a destroyed palate. He can't taste anything. Ugh. He said he's grateful for his doctors who said, pulled off a miracle.
That's
to which the doctor said,
worries,
the fuck we did. That was like 8 years and 20 fucking $100,000 worth of medical school.
Yeah, but those little problems he has, like, that is like the least of his worries compared to what could have happened.
Well, yeah.
One, he could have died. Two, he could be severely brain damaged. Three, he wouldn't have been able to speak, fucking
to
paralyzed from the fucking neck down.
Burger says the only thing he can taste is his asshole. His asshole.
He probably still tastes wood.
Probably. That's crazy, though.
That was crammed in his face. So,
in the face.
I think he still has, like, splinters.
All right. So. Last story before we get out of here. Yes, Chad?
I just hit a button. That's why I don't fuck with computers.
Oh, yeah? Did he break something?
Yeah.
It's all right. User error.
No.
We need to teach you. We need to give him
I was looking at myself through the camera on the webcam. I was looking at my guns.
Look, these. Here, let me.
I shut it down
see, that's
now.
Why. That's. We need to have, like, a computer etiquette course for people like right. Chad.
Okay. Hey.
That's fun.
Computer etiquette course.
I'd rather look
okay.
at this sexy girl on the screen with this.
I know, looking at porn. Me and Bin Laden, no worries. All right. Well, thank you. All right, last story before we get out of here. The Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, you know who he is?
Kaczynski,
sure.
Lincoln, Montana.
Yeah, buddy. Apparently, they're auctioning off his stuff. His personal effects online beginning later this month, with proceeds to compensate some of his victims. The online auction will begin May 18th and run through June 2nd, the marshal said in a statement Thursday. Among about 60 items up for sale are personal documents such as driver's licenses, birth certificates, and checks. So you're selling an impersonate the Unabomber kit, basically.
Yeah.
Here's his social, here's his license, here's his passport. Like, really? Can you... Like,
here's all the shit that was in his garage that he made.
Is that okay
with?
To do, though? Like, when I die, I don't want people getting my driver's licenses. Like, come on. That's weird.
That is weird.
I mean, I guess, is it weirder that people will pay for this stuff? Like, I have the Unabomber's driver's license. Like, ugh. I always freak out cops. They're like, license and registration. I'm like, here you go.
You're like,
boom. Ha, just kidding.
Gotcha.
I'm under arrest
now.
Until
they confiscate it. You're pissed because you wasted $100.
Yeah, right. Birth certificates, checks, academic transcripts, typewriters. Ooh, there's where we can get a typewriter. And more than, quote, 20,000 pages of written documents, including original handwritten and typewritten versions of Kaczynski's manifesto. The auction will be conducted by the General Services Administration. A catalog of the items will be available on the GSA's auction website when the sale begins. For those of you who don't know, Kaczynski, who's now 68, killed three people, wounded 23 others in a string of bombings from 78 to 95. He was arrested in 96. Where?
Lincoln, Montana.
In Lincoln, Montana. And is now
shanty.
In a fucking shack, which I think we fucking... We it's, talked about because they were going to sell that.
It's smaller than the room we're in right now.
Right. We talked about that a while ago. The owner of the land like wanted to sell it or something and get rid of the shack. Or they were going to get rid of the shack and sell the land or some shit. Huh. I don't know. He's now serving a life term in the federal Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado, if you'd like to write to him. The FBI dubbed him the Unabomber as shorthand for his early targets, universities, and airlines. Four of his victims are owed $15 million in court-ordered restitution. The others opted not to seek restitution from him. Probably the smart.
Probably. So, probably.
Pretty interesting, though. I don't know. That's a little piece of Montana. Mm-hmm. So,
a little piece of home.
So that's why y'all should come up for the party.
That's right.
God, I'm glad I'm not from
August
here.
13th. Yeehaw! It's a Saturday, third annual Jam Hole live audience show. We closed down Anna's restaurant. We partied there all night. If you want to see what it's like, the first one we ever did back in 08, thejamhole.com/250, it was episode 250. The only two episodes not on the feed, 404 and 250, and they're live shows that you can purchase for $5 at thejamhole.com/store. You can watch the trailers for free, see all the pictures, thejamhole.com/pics, P-I-C-S, all that shit's up there. Watch the trailers, though, at the very least. They're very amusing.
They're pretty
especially
good.
Last year's.
You can at least look at the pictures. It is the one day a year I wear a dress.
Make your reservation soon. The king bed, king size bed in one room for whoever wants it first.
That's right. We have
come and get it.
A whole place so you guys can save some cash not having to get a hotel.
That's right.
Got you covered there. Thank you.
Got more than one room.
To Chad. We got a whole house for you. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I'll pitch a tent in the backyard, too.
Fucking A. And we do that every year. It's going to be fun. But first, we'll be in Milwaukee, July 21st through 25th. And then, like I said, August 8th through the 13th, we'll be here partying. TheJamHole.com/forums. Come interact and participate in the discussions there. Or Facebook.com/TheJamHolePodcast. And hey, 500 likes by episode 500. You got 7 more eps to please share and share alike. Was it 09? It was,
yes.
Huh? Because we started in 08.
Yes.
Right. Which you can see all 493 episodes at thejamhole.com. So check it. And we got YouTube, we got Twitters, Facebooks, except for Chad. And should be a good time. Not sure what's up with the hotbox. I apologize. I don't know what to do. We're gonna try maybe a Skype thing. So I don't know.
Look forward to something.
We'll see what happens. I know.
Well,
it's out of our control right now. So. That's just how it goes.
Quit your job, Sandy. Come back.
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck.
I've quit my job, too. But I've heard a lot about you.
So, all right. Well, hey, thanks, Chad. It's been a slice.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for getting me out of the fucking house and away from these computer screens for a couple days. He dragged me down to the park yesterday, and then today to fall off, I was like, yeah, let's go. I'm into it now. I'm a fucking hole-in-one some shit.
Yes. Good we time. Had a couple good birdie shots.
Fucking A. Oh, man. Yeah, I can't even, like, talk about it on the show because no one fucking knows. Like, it's
100
just,
yards. No.
I described it as playing Tron, basically.
Yeah.
And that now, since you described it that way to me, I can see why it appeals so much to you, but I still just don't care.
Dude, it was awesome.
Love it.
It's so fun.
All right. Thanks, Chad. Thank you, Dana.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. TheJamHole.com. Tell your friends, and we'll see you guys on Monday. Peace out. Peace.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.